Farm leaders still on the hill. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max.
I think it's very important that we, as young farmers and ranchers, take a stand and let our voices be heard.
That's the future of agriculture. Agriculture is number one industry in our state and most of our counties. And we've all got to stick together in that industry and keep it moving forward.
That's Dyer County young farmer Melissa Lowry and House Ag Committee Chairman Stratton Bone speaking yesterday on Capitol Hill in Nashville as Farm Bureau leaders from across the state continue their annual legislative visits to lawmakers.
It's one of those things that I'm always happy to have Farm Bureau people to come by, and I had delegations here from several counties, not counties I represented, from other counties in the state, and always glad to hear from them, see what they think, and get their opinions.
And they're very interested in what we have to say and what our views are because we are the future of agriculture. And so they're really listening to what we have to say now. And like I said before, it's our responsibility to let those views be heard now.
Well, another young farmer on Capitol Hill this week listening in on committee meetings and meeting with lawmakers is 34-year-old Travis Tilley of Roane County. And he says he knows it's important to express his opinion to legislators.
It's very much important now because it has years past, but seem like now we're in the crossroads where not as many people knows about production agriculture and what we're trying to day in and day out. I'm a livestock producer, and I'm hoping what I do, try to do the best, not only to support my family and make a living, but from the people who was before me and for my kids when they get old. So it's not something I take very much pride in it because I'm working for something for 50, 100 years down the road.
Tennessee young farmers sharing their message with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.